You are now listening to What's the Fuzz? A furry podcast that advocates for diversity, equality, and cultural exchange inside and outside of the fandom. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey, Fuzzles, how you doing? Good? Good. As you might have guessed, it's your Blue Dragon, hosty pal Reiner, back again with another gut-wrenching, gut-busting episode of What's the Fuzz? If it's your first time checking us out, hey, thank you for stopping by. Always great seeing new faces here, and hey, don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so you know when the latest episode drops, alright? And if you're a veteran of the show, then heck, two thank yous for you guys. Thank you, thank you. This interview was recorded on March 13th, 2021, and should be published around April 27th, 2021. Keep in mind that this was recorded just 3 days before the Atlanta shooting took place. We pay respects to the lives lost that day and continuously been lost over the next weeks after mass shootings continue around the U.S. We know What's the Fuzz covers some hard topics every now and then, and that's why we greatly appreciate your support, dear listeners. We've reached over 2,500 downloads, and if we can manage to get 500 downloads on every episode within 30 days, by the next year, we're going to be dropping some merch and doing a giveaway. We're talking custom BIPOC furry swagger. Shout out to our donors on Ko-fi, which can be found at ko-fi.com/Reiner. Hazel, Seth Bones, Dino Synth, a certain somebody, and Vega TKG, we really appreciate the support. Thank you so much. And we're going to be looking into teaming up with Furry Mystery Box in the future. Ooh, what could that entail? I don't know. We'll see. Now, without further ado, we're going to be talking about Gundams, the Navy, and Black Legacy in this episode of What's the Fuzz? Today I'm sitting down with Fujimaru, a Twitch streamer that is unapologetically black, full-time, all the time. Be sure to catch them on Twitter, at Fujimaru_Husky, linked in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Fujimaru. Can't wait to get to know you better.
Gang, gang, gang.
Hell yeah. So I'd like to throw an icebreaker question at you. You ready for it?
I am. I'm very ready. Let's do it.
I gotta know something. I really do. What's something that brings out the otaku inside of you? I'm ready for it.
Oh, God. There's a list. But I guess the biggest thing that brings out the otaku in me is mention mech anything.
Oh, you're one of those Gundam fanatics?
Stares up at my closet, stares over to my desk. I don't know. Gundam Wing is my absolute, absolute favorite, unless we're talking about G Gundam, because G Gundam, special place in my heart. Love you, Domonkashu Daddy.
Which one was the first love, the original?
The original love? Oh, that's 100% G Gundam. Mm. Gundam Wing is for, like, when you're into mech.
So it's, like, intermediate levels. There's levels to it.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't just, like, jump in and get any old robot.
Well, I figure, like, if you really like anime and you're fine with, like, politics being like super in your face but still giant robots fighting, Gundam Wing is an excellent anime, especially Gundam Wing Endless Waltz. If you're just here for mechs beating the crap out of each other, it's G Gundam. And like,
oh, really?
G Gundam is so good that I, for a little while, and here comes the cancel Fujimaru, for a little while I was rooting for Jibbity Crockett, who is the American boxer Gundam, like his Gundam. I was rooting for him. And then Domonkashu just completely stole my heart in the second half, and that was it.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I actually didn't know that those kind of shows got political like that. That's kind of interesting.
Most deaf. Hail Zeon.
Okay, I'll hit you up with recommendations later, but for now, I think our audience would like to know a little bit more about you. So, where you from, how old are you, your pronouns, your ethnicity, and how you would describe your sexuality / gender identity if you feel so comfortable to tell us so.
Look, I'm a husky. That's a lot of questions.
Slow one at a time, one at a time.
So I identify as he, him. I mean, every time I talk, a pair of ruby slippers fall out of my mouth. So very, very homosexual.
I was gonna say you were a witch that was about to get hit by a house, but
I'm always looking up just in case. What other questions are there? Look, I'm a husky. It's one
thing.
Where
you're from and how old you are.
down in SoCal, SoCal is the locale. I just turned the big 27. I'm so proud of myself. I lived.
Damn, you're old. You're 27? I thought you were like 20 or something. Holy shit.
Oh, no, no, no. I just look incredibly young because melanin keeps forever.
Honestly, I thought you were a young boy, young lad.
Oh, no, no.
Obviously
no, no,
not. You have lived life. Actually, I'm only 2 years younger than you, so maybe not. But that is pretty cool.
The Navy will do that to you.
Now, you keep saying that you're a husky, but, like, who is the husky? Like, how do you express yourself through them? And has it helped your self-image at all?
I believe it's given me a little more self-confidence, a little more lean towards leadership. I want to be the dog pulling in the front. Like, the other dogs have a great view from the back, but pulling in the front is more fun, more scenery.
So you want to be Balto?
Kind of.
Okay.
Creating, like, I guess so, because definitely I want to create spaces for people where they don't think they have space. I think that's a big thing.
Oh, that's nice. You kind of like getting all the other dogs into this little safe space. That's cute. And you're like just a white husky?
Oh no, pink and white.
Okay, pink and white. I'm sorry. And sometimes I see it wearing like a crown or something. What
oh yes,
that?
I am the princess of all huskies.
I...
And there is. Believe it or not, there is a husky royal family. There's Rekka, who's our king. We have a queen. There's me. And then there's a prince husky, but I...
Is this an RP thing? Is
no,
this...
no. Like, there are huskies who identify themselves as, like, the king of huskies. There's a queen of huskies. There is a princess, who is me, and a prince. It's not, like, official, but they have that in their title. I was like, oh, we're the only ones with the husky royal family. I love this.
Okay. Keeping furry weird. Got it. And what brings you to the furry fandom in the first place?
I came here on the anime boat.
Really? Do tell.
So my audience, forgive me. I was running around as a catboy at an anime convention, and apparently there were these two furries, and we just hung out for the rest of the convention, and slowly they converted me.
Oh, so it was like a normal convention, but there were furries there, and then you just converted. Got you. That's pretty cool.
I don't know how normal an anime convention can be.
I don't know. I used to hear these things that people used to run around and slap people in the butt with, like, these wooden
paddles. Yowie paddles, yep.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
So maybe it wasn't that normal in the first place.
I hope it never is normal. But yes, so originally coming in, I started off as a fox, which is a base character, super vanilla, but then I was like, don't really feel like a foxo. So I love work. I love being a part of a team. I'm probably the most absent-minded, ridiculous person on the said team, and then, like, a husky just came to mind and was like, and we're there.
Damn. Why is it that all I can think of is just work, bitch? That's like the first thing. Why is that the first thing I think of whenever someone tells me they love to work? I swear. I think it totally suits your personality, though, because you're super friendly, but if given the chance, you could run somebody over without breaking a sweat.
Yeah, actually. That's so funny because a lot of my friends say the exact same thing.
Have you been to more furry cons or, like, anime cons?
Furry cons are ahead by, I think, only two. And that's only because Anime Expo got canceled and Otakon got canceled. I had planned on going to both.
Damn, that's rough. Which one do you prefer? Or, like, which one do you feel like you have more fun at?
Oh, that's a tough call. While anime conventions, I tend to spend more money. Furry cons, I tend to connect with more people.
Hmm.
So I'm going to put furry at more fun because running around a convention day drinking with friends, trying to find the bottom of a bottomless mimosa.